of Albert. We are, we always try to do what we call Parsha Fundamentals. Yesodos, not Divrei Torah, which are important. Obviously you need Divrei Torah, but we also need to know things that are Yesodi about our Yiddishkeit. And in every Parsha there's so many things that are fundamental, but certain things stick out, and certain things sweep much more area of the Torah. And in this week's Parsha, we have something, a mitzvah that is a sweeping mitzvah. A sweeping mitzvah. That is the mitzvah of the Halachta Bidrachav, walking in the ways of Hashem. Sounds very vague. What does it mean to walk in the ways of Hashem? It's a pasuk. In Perek Chav Ches, Yikimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh, you should be a holy nation, kasher nishbalach, ki tishmor mitzvot Hashem elokecha, you'll keep the mitzvos, one, keeping mitzvos, v'halachta bidrachav, you'll walk in the ways of Hashem. Now, it's nice to say that, walk in the ways of Hashem, but what does that mean, to walk in the ways of Hashem? It's very vague. And it just says before that in the pasuk, that you should follow the mitzvos. That means there's something called mitzvos, and something called the ways of Hashem. Now, what I always thought was there's only 613 mitzvahs. There's no extras. But it says in this pasuk that there's something called the ways of Hashem. So we have to understand this, what exactly this is. And obviously, it's a sweeping category. So here we have the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who really was most famous for writing down the 613 mitzvahs. Again, we try to throw in as many ideas as possible. 613 mitzvahs, we always like to point out, is not simple how to come up with them, right? We know there are 613 mitzvahs from the Gemara at the end of Makos, but we have no idea what they are. There's no list in Chazal. If you look through all of the Gemaras, all of the Midrashim, you will never find an actual list. You'll find hints, and that's what the Rishonim are busy with. But there's a mitzvah in this week's parasha called V'halachta Bidrachav, at least according to the Rambam. Others disagree with the Rambam. There's a tshuva written to the son of the Rambam, named Rav Avram ben Rambam, that somebody disagreed with the Rambam on this and said walking in the ways of Hashem is just a general idea. However, the Rambam holds, based on Gemaras, that this is the mitzvah to have midos tovos, to have good midos. There's a big question out there, a big question raised by Reb Chaim Vital 500 years ago, that the Torah should be mitzaveh, should command us to have midos, right? Especially because in Chazal, in the Gemara, we see that the Torah really cares about midos. Kol hakoes, whoever gets angry, ki ilu oved avodah zarah. So ask Reb Chaim Vital, if anger is like avodah zarah, where is there a mitzvah in the Torah not to get angry? It should be somewhere in here. Of course, it's in Shas, but it should be in the Torah. Shebichsav is one of the mitzvahs. Whoever is a bal gaiva, someone who is arrogant, is doichik raglei ashchina. It's like pushing Hashem away from the world. So is there an isser in the Torah to become a bal gaiva? It's true the Torah says, v'ram levavecha, you will become haughty. But it doesn't ever tell you, don't become haughty. So this is an age-old question that Rav Chaim Vital asks. I'm not going to discuss his answer. His answer is a fascinating one. In short, Rav Chaim Vital holds that midos are a prerequisite for Torah. You have to come into Torah a mensch, which is a very hard thing to understand, but the Torah only goes in to people who are menschlich. Derech Eretz, kadma l'Torah. We can speak hours about this, Rav Chaim Vital. That's not our topic today. Our topic is the Rambam. And Rav Matisyahu Salomon, the great Mashkiach of Lakewood, says he doesn't understand the question of Rav Chaim Vital, that there's no mitzvah of midos in the Torah. There's a mitzvah mifureshes. What mitzvah is that? V'halachta bidrachav. You should walk in the ways of Hashem. What exactly are the ways of Hashem? Right? So the ways of Hashem are mahu rachum. Just like Hashem is merciful, the Gemara says, "Afatati Arachem," you should be merciful. Mahu Chanun, Just like Hashem is generous and free with himself. Mevater, chanina, meloshen chinam, free. Hashem lets things go. You should be someone who lets things slide. By the way, the Gemara says one of the great skulas for doing well in the Yom HaDin, right? We're coming close to Yom HaDin. Whoever's mavir on their midos, whoever lets things slide, Hashem lets things slide in your din. That sounds not fair. What do you mean? Hashem lets things slide? In a court, they don't let things slide. The answer is in a court, they give you what you deserve. So if you're a person who lets things slide, you don't like get so angry at people, but you give them the benefit of doubt. Maybe he was tired this morning. He didn't have his coffee yet, right? Or maybe he just had a hard conversation with someone else, and I'm just like here. You give someone the benefit of the doubt. You let things slide. You don't... Then Hashem says, hey, that's what you do? I'm going to do that for you. It's actually din. It's actually judgment. Hashem does what you do for others. So if we act this way, we're acting like Hashem. We're acting like Hashem. That's called walking in the ways of Hashem. Why are they called ways? Why are they called ways? Because they're not isolated actions, they're ways. If a person does one act, this I heard amazing insight from Rav Aaron Lupiansky, a great Rosh Yeshiva. He explains, what's the idea of a way versus an action? What's the difference between a way versus an action? An action is an isolated act. If I give tzedakah, I've done an isolated act. An isolated act. So I've done a ma'aseh. But I'm not going in a way. I'm doing something. But if I have a tendency that I'm a generous person, then my way is that I'm generous. You describe me as generous. Isolated actions are not a derech, right? He did this, he did that, he did this, he did that. But we don't see a way, right? You always want to get a derech halimud from your Rebbe. What does it mean, a derech in learning? It means the way your Rebbe approaches a question. You see a common thread. Every time my Rebbe sees a Rashi like this, this is how he responds. And if you stay in the shir long enough, you can do it yourself. If my Rebbe was here, you know, sometimes I have my Rebbeim in front of my eyes, and even if I'm not saying Torah from them, but I hear them speaking to me. My Rebbe, Rav Aryeh Fredman, who I learned with before I come to yeshiva, I have a chavrusa with him before Shacharis. We've been learning many, many years. Baruch Hashem, we've covered many, many mesechtas together. And he's an Adam Gadol Ad Ma'od. And we have different ways of learning. And he's a very big brisker, but he's very open to saying something that's not brisk. But he says, if Rav David Soloveitchik was in the room, he would give me a slap for saying this, and then he says it. He always has Rav David Soloveitchik like there. I feel like we're learning with Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal, because always the question is, if Rav David would have been pleased with this, it doesn't mean you're always going to say like your Rebbe, but you know that mahalach. It's unbelievable to be able to have that. So that's what's called a derech. How do you get the derech of Hashem? What's Hashem's derech? So the Rambam is explaining, based on Chazal, that when you become a generous person, so then you have the derech of Hashem. So how do you do that? If you give tzedakah once, you have not officially done the derech Hashem. But if you change as a person, the lashon of the Rambam is ketzad yaseh mitzvazu. How do you do this? Yishana, yishalish, b'maisim elu. You repeat the actions over and over. You give one check, another check, another check. In fact, the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, hakol lefi rov ha-maisa, that if you could give $100 separately every day, $1, or write a $100 check, or let's even do, you know, let's do $500,000. Right? $500,000 make a real dent in the life of a family, right? You could buy a few, set people up for buying diras for their kids. You call one day, you're feeling very generous. You write $500,000 check, or you write a bunch of checks, let's say $1,000 500 times. $1,000 500 times. Which one is better? Says the Rambam an amazing thing. It's true, the impact that you made on that particular family was greater, right? You're going to definitely make them very, very happy. But you won't change as much as a person. Why? Because the way it works is that repetition changes a person. So if I give a $1,000 check, $1,000 check, $1,000 check, constantly looking at the needs of the people, and I do that 500 times, I will not just have done 500 acts, I will be a changed person. And the way to keep this mitzvah is to actually repeat actions of good until you become that derech, which is an amazing thing. So that's why the Rambam has a whole section called Hilchas Tzedakah. If a person gives tzedakah, they're not mekayim v'halachta bedrachav, changing their midos, but if a person works to change himself through this act of chesed and this act of chesed, he gets the derech of Hashem. Incredible thing. So that's called the drachim of Hashem. Perhaps with this, my friends, we could answer our first question. I want a little bit of participation over here to see if we could answer this. I asked a question, which is that in the pasuk in this week's parasha, it says you should do the mitzvos and you should be halachta bedrachav. You should walk in the ways of Hashem. We said, hey, if there's 613 mitzvos, how do you add the halachta bedrachav over here? That's one of the 613 mitzvos. In fact, according to the Rambam, it is one of the 613 mitzvos. So I think it's a little bit illegal over here. How do you write 613 mitzvos and the halachta bedrachav? Anyone want to take a stab at this question? I don't have a clear answer myself. It's a hard question. V'halachta bedrachav is one of the mitzvos. So they say, do all the mitzvos and v'halachta bedrachav. What's the meaning of highlighting v'halachta bedrachav as a separate mitzvah? What's the Torah teaching us if it just said all 613? Let's feel the question, my friends. I like that no one answered right away, by the way. It's a big compliment. Because the island means we're becoming lom de Torah. Lom de Torah, appreciate a kasha. Let's just sit here for 5 minutes and go, oh. Wait, we're still appreciating the kasha. You, in 2 seconds, I'll call and you got me. First, we're just like enjoying the kasha. Okay, got me.
You should make the
mitzvahs
like you're
there. Ooh. Okay, I want to explain what you're saying. And I think this is a stunning answer. But Gavi, he speaks like these half sentences, and you have to like open them up, right? It reminds me how Reb Baruch Ber came to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would say a half sentence, and Reb Baruch Ber would write. So I would like to build the shtickle of Gavi over here, which is the following. Gavi's saying like this, Mamish. What we were saying before, just in other words, which is there's a Hilchas Tzedakah, that's the mitzvah of the Taryag over there, right? But then there's the repetition of that. There's the becoming of that. Right, the becoming of the mitzvos, becoming that type of person. Not just the mitzvah itself, but to have the mahalach. It's a different type of mitzvah entirely. It's true it's one of the taryag, but essentially it's different than all of the taryag mitzvos. The taryag mitzvos are isolated actions. But the mitzvah of halacha bedrachav is to have a theme in your life. A theme of racham, a theme of chanan. That's, I think, Gavi, did I represent you correctly?
Yeah.
Good. Would you like to add anything or subtract?
No, that's perfect.
All right. Good. Excellent. So now I want to discuss something fascinating, which is, which midos of Hashem do we emulate? I sort of was going with what Chazal say, right? Chanon and Rachum, that's all to be very generous and nice and good. But the Rambam adds a few difficult ones. Gibor. Just like Hashem is a Gibor, you should be a Gibor. That's a hard one. When my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, read the Rambam inside, he was getting very uncomfortable when he read the word Gibor. Why was he getting uncomfortable? Hashem's a Gibor. Oh, like a powerful someone. Why did my Rebbe get uncomfortable? The answer is because my Rebbe always quotes the Maharal. The Maharal says, V'halachta bedrach of walking in the ways of Hashem is not to act completely like Hashem. You know, imagine a guy who says, I'm going to do v'halachta bedrachav. Hashem meets out punishment, and I'm going to boom, 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 right? Well, everywhere you go, he's like, you were Michal Shabbos. You ate chalev. You went to McDonald's. Boom, 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 right? I'm like Hashem, right? Become a monster, right? That's not what the Rabbono Shalom does. But if a person would imitate din, there's tochacha in this week's parasha. Imagine someone would come out and take care of the tochach on their own. Chas v'shalom. The Maral says Hashem is a mativ. Everything Hashem does is good. Even when Hashem punishes us, Yosef, even when Hashem punishes us, it's good. In fact, listen to this. Anyone afraid of Gehenna? We don't talk about Gehenna here. But I'll tell you something sweet about Gehenna. In the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, you know how he introduces Gehenna? Which is really scary. He says, one of the great chesed that Hashem brought to the world is Gehenna. That's how he introduces it. What is that? The great chasanim, yeah. The whole purpose of Gehenna is for people who are good, but just need a little bit of fine-tuning so that they could get a huge chelik in Olam Haba. That's really the whole purpose of Gehenna. So the Ramchal, when he introduces Gehenna even, which is that scary place that none of us will ever go to, Bezus Hashem. No, none of us will ever know of, all tzaddikim. But if someone's taking the edge off, no problem. There's something called Gehenna. That scary thing is a chesed of Hashem. Hashem's kulo chesed. Everything Hashem does is good. So if we imitate Hashem in the, we can only imitate him in what's objectively good. Hashem's generous, Hashem gives tzedakah, Hashem gives tzedakah, he's generous to people. That's Hashem's hatava. But we don't imitate Hashem in being a gibor, right? You can get drushy over here. Who wants to get drushy? You know what drushy means, Akiva? What does drushy mean? Drushy means when you say not pshat in the Rambam. Someone say a pshat here in the word gibor that's not pshat. I want to just see if you'll get it, even though it's not pshat. Say a pshat in being a warrior or something. You can't even get it wrong because it's supposed to be wrong. Right, like something like that, like Ezu Gibor Akovish is Yitzro, be stronger than everyone else. But that's not what the Rambam seems to be saying. My Rebbe got uncomfortable because it sounds like pow, gvura, and he learned that that's not a way to be emulating Hashem. However, I heard from my Rebbeim that strength is not something that's din. I asked another one of my Rebbeim. He said either the Rambam disagrees with the Maral, which is a possibility, or the idea here is strength, like power. Power is not just din always, not something negative. So we have this mitzvah over here. The Maral holds that it's only for chanina and rachum and all these things. In fact, what's very interesting is there's a whole discussion about Hashem having the midah of anger. The concept of anger, when Hashem reveals anger, the Sefer HaChinuch writes over here in Valach deBidrachav, anger is always a problem in a person. When a person gets angry, they lose themselves. In fact, the Rambam writes, and the Mesillas Yesharim quoting the Rambam, the Mesillas Yesharim's always quoting Rambams without saying he's quoting Rambams. But it's very clear that he's quoting Rambams. The Rambam holds that you can never get angry, really. Never. Never, ever, ever. According to Shitas and Rambam, you have to get angry at your kids. You do the, you know, what's called the Kas Panim game. Shimmy, did you do that to your sister again? How many times has mommy told you this while I'm in yeshiva? Good, right? Got you scared. That's called kaspanim. You feel great, but you scare your kids. But it doesn't work with my kids anymore. They go, Abba, kaspanim. They know the trick already. Then we all start laughing, which is not so bad either. Good to laugh with your kids. But the Rambam holds that kas is being out of control. As I once heard a beautiful vart from one of the Bachurim in our yeshiva, who's now a meshiv, Reb Dovi Solomon, kas is chaos. Very nice idea. It's being out of control. So the Rambam holds you can never be out of control. Even, it's a discussion in Rishonim, but the Rambam sheet of the Mesillas Yesharim is never. So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim actually writes that Hashem never gets really angry. He just reveals Midas Hadin. Reveals Midas Adin. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes over here too that the concept of Kas by Hashem is something that's just an external revelation of Din. But Hashem is always a Meitiv. As we said, that the Ramchal writes that even Gehenna is from Hatava and Chesed. So this is the mitzvah for Midos. There's a mitzvah in our Parsha to become a better person, a bigger Baal Midas. How do you do it according to the Rambam? Repetition. You have a difficult roommate, be soivel him over and over again. Give to him. Understand him. Every time you do that, you make another dent in yourself. By the time you're married, you'll be able to handle anything. Right? Roommates are the best training ground for midos tovos. One after another, you will change as a person. So while all mitzvahs in the Torah require you to do something. Valachta b'drachav requires you to change and get the drachim of Hashem, the patterns of how he handles himself. And we should all be zocha. Like we mentioned, whoever's mavir on their midos, when someone lets things slide, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him the same way. And whoever acts with the Yud Gimel midos of Rachmim, whoever expresses those, like the Tomer Devora, the Ramach says, whoever expresses the midos of Hashem, he gets them back from Hashem, which is a very good motivation. At a difficult moment, there's someone it's hard to forgive, there's someone it's hard to let it slide, you want to just send out a line, a bash someone, a little onas dvarim, you hold yourself back, Hashem treats you the same way. Hashem holds back the midos hadin from those who hold it back, and Bez Hashem, that will allow us all to have a ksiva v'chasima teva. Shabbat.